All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know, why did you get kicked out of a place? Not saying you're necessarily banned forever, but why did they say, hey, you got to get the heck out of here? Maybe they give you a little assistance with a little push or a kick. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Somebody on the Joe and Alex show, I'll just say their name, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What the heck did you do, dude? Are you shaming us? Are you shaming the Joe and Alex show name?
Listen, I did not mean it. Well, actually, I said I was from a competing station, so I did not shame Joe and Alex's name.
That's good. Then that's half the battle. There you go.
Yeah, if any of us get in trouble with the law, we just make that a rule, we always say that we're with a different radio station.
I like that. We each have a little code for a station. Okay, so what happened that led to you dropping another morning show's name? Why'd you get kicked out?
So I was juiced up. I'm going to this bar. It's a really popular bar in Houston, and I jump over this fence because, you know, like, it's just a fence. I'm like, why would this matter if I'm jumping over the fence? Well, I jump over the fence and I run in the restaurant. I'm hyped up. And the dude is like, hey, you can't jump over that fence. And he like runs over to me and he's trying to push me out. And I'm like, okay, bro, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know that the fence was an issue. So yeah, I got escorted out by security.
That's a big no-no. I had that happen a month or two ago with a local officer. I was just trying to, I ran into some listeners like, Joe, I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, hey, come hang out. So they were on the patio area, like the fenced area, and they let me in. Cop grabs me by the shoulder, says, what the heck are you doing? I'm like, going to talk to them. Like, they're listeners. He's like, well, go in line and go that way. And I even pulled up my ID. I'm like, sir, I'm 33. I'm an old man. I shouldn't even be out this late. My wife's worried, probably. I didn't say all that, but he's like, I don't give a dang. Go get in line.
They don't ever care.
They don't. And I was like, I get why people, when there's like Lenny Breeze of the world, that's top fences. I didn't hop a fence. I could barely walk through a fence. How am I going to hop over one?
Right.
But dude, yeah, you realize why they stopped you, right? Like, they weren't being jerks. That's totally normal.
No. I feel like, dude, I was like super nice about leaving the restaurant. They should have let me back in. I mean, I was just being a dummy. I was just having fun jumping the fence. Did you try to go back in?
What happened then? Because they pulled you out. Then what?
I tried to go back in, and they're like, hey, Joe, this guy, he's not coming in. He jumped over the fence.
They talk really funny at this place you're going to, by the way. They sound like they're Muppets. So they said, no, don't let that guy in. He tried to jump the fence?
Yeah.
I don't blame them, though, because when you do that, they just assume you're going to be trouble the rest of the night.
Well, I was super nice about leaving, so I feel like they should have at least been like, okay, he was cool, he was a nice guy after I told him he couldn't jump the fence.
All right, but what did you do after they wouldn't let you in the second time?
So after that, I was like, be sure you listen to this radio station in the morning because I'm going to talk about you.
Did you really say that?
Oh, my God. Lenny, you didn't say the Joe and Alex show, right?
No, of course not.
Okay. You said the other radio station.
All right, good. I hope that you should have been like, I'm blah, blah, blah. Give them another name. All right, man. So has that happened before? Is that your first time, Lenny?
I've gotten kicked out of a couple places, but I don't know if I can talk about some of the stuff.
I'm sure taking your shirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, my shirt's always off.
Exactly. He's like, what do you mean no shirt, no shoes, no service? I'm Lenny Bree. All right, Lenny, thanks for embarrassing the show. Well, usually it's somebody else, but we're glad that you could step up and take control of that. We got Candy on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Candy, what happened with you?
So I was flying from New York on the United Airlines, and I was talking over phone, and that lady told me to shut my phone off. We are still at the gate, and I said, okay, I'll shut my phone off. But then she was really mean to me. At the end, she said, if you don't keep your phone down, I'm going to take the plane to the gate. And I said, okay, well, then take it. So she actually took the plane to the gate, and they asked me to leave the flight for real.
Oh, man, they called your bluff.
You know what? You are very, very lucky that you didn't get dragged off that plane, because United likes to drag their passengers off.
What do you mean lucky? She should have been pulled off. She would have got some money out of the deal.
Well, that's true.
Yes,
you would have won some money.
Actually, I got the money out of the deal, so they put me out of the flight, and I was it was a really unfair situation. So the guy who was arranging everything on that flight, he understood my situation, and he actually gave me the voucher worth of $500, and then he gave me the place to stay at night, and he also gave me the meal voucher, so it was kind of a stay.
But Candy, I want to be on your side, but to be fair, were you like, Yeah, we're about to, our plane's going to take off. Yeah, I know there's other people here, but I'm going to talk really loud on my phone. I hope they give us like an in-flight snack. Were you talking really loud on your phone?
No, I was not. And I was, the flight was still at the gate. And she because I say no to her, and she just wanted to prove her point. So she just created the situation that because of me, they are not going to depart the flight. And I have to get out of the flight. I said, I'll get out of the flight. What do I do now?
Dang, Candy, look at you being a badass, saying I do what I want. Whatever, flight attendant lady. This Pasha is on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what'd you want to say, Pasha?
Yes, I got kicked out of Kilroy's.
How do you get kicked out of a place like that?
Well, my best friend was very loud, and I had to go to the restroom. And so she was like, okay, let's go. And so she was like, what's taking so long? So there was, like, people that worked there that was in the bathroom. And she was like, what's taking so long? Are you throwing up in there? And I'm like, no. I was like, I'm just trying to get out of here. And she, so she was so loud. So by the time I got to my chair, they said, you have to go.
Really?
Like, you're too messed up to be here.
What? Like, really?
Did you at least get to have a breadstick?
No.
Oh, what a terrible night.
That's a shame.
Wow, I'm sad for you. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show at 833-JOE-ALEX. I don't know if we learned anything, but I think, Lenny, you need to keep yourself in check, okay, buddy? I don't want you to do anything where you're getting kicked out anymore. And at least you did the right thing and you blamed another morning show. I'm very proud of you for doing that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that was the good thing about it.
Or at the very least, be like, fine, well, a producer Porkchop will never come here again. That's how it's going to be. Then that's how it's going to be.